মাধব কুঞ্জী
রাধা
মাধব কুঞ্জী গোপী জন
বল্লভা
গোপী জন বল্লভা শ্রী গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপীনাথ শ্যাম গুণ রাধা গিরি গোবিন্দ ধাম কি জয় বৃন্দাবন ধাম কি জয় প্রদীপ ধাম কি জয় জগন্নাথ কি জয় কান্তময়ী কি জয় শ্রমণময়ী কি জয় তুলসী দেবী কি জয় ভক্তি দেবী কি জয় Samaveda Bhakta Vrindiki Jai. All glories to you, Sambhu. All glories to you, Sambhu. All glories to you, Sambhu. Over Premananda. Please check your cell phone and see if it's in silent mode.
Anyone watching Kannada translation, please come outside.
Kannada Anubhav this side.
ಕನ್ನಡದಲ್ಲಿ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಕೇಳಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ಅವರಿಗೆ ಗೌರವಿತ ಹಾಗಾಗಿ ಕನ್ನಡದಲ್ಲಿ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 10. Text 5. Avataranucharitam.
Avataranucharitam.
Hareschasyanuvartinam.
Hareschasyanuvartinam.
Om Isha Katha Prokta.
Om Sam Isha Katha Prokta.
Nana Kyano Pabrimita.
Nana Kyano Pabrimita.
Avataranu Charitam.
Avataranu Charitam.
Maresh Chasyanu Vartinam.
Maresh Chasyanu Vartinam.
Om Sam Isha Katha Prokta.
Om Sam Isha Katha Prokta.
Nana Kyano Pabrinita.
Nana Kyano Pabrinita.
Avataranu Charitam.
Avataranu Charitam.
Hare Krishna.
ईश कथा प्रोक्ता
पुंसाम् ईश कथा प्रोक्ता
ध्यानपक्तिम् ब्रह्मिता
नारायणानुभवन्मिता अवतारानुचरितम् हरेश्चानुवर्तिनाम् पुंसामीश कथा प्रोक्ता
history is created, recording the activities of the living entities. People in general have a tendency to learn the history and narrations of different men and times, but due to a lack of knowledge in the science of Godhead, they are not apt to study the history of the incarnations of the personality of Godhead. It should always be remembered that the material creation is created for the salvation of the conditioned souls. The merciful Lord, out of his causeless mercy, descends to various planets in the material world and acts for the salvation of the conditioned souls. That makes the history and narrations worth reading. Srimad Bhagavatam offers such transcendental topics of the Lord in relationship with great devotees. Therefore, the topics of the devotees and the Lord are to be given respectful oral reception. Om Akra Hatimiran Tasya Anjana Shalakaya Shakshur Mulikam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mahavisham Sahitam Dena Putare Swayam Rupa Vajavayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Kamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa, Shri Rupam Svagrivatam, Sahagana Raghunathan, Dhamstam Sahitam, Sadvaitam Sadhutam, Krishna Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Evam, Shri Radha Krishna Pada, Sahagana Lalita, Hare Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Om Kesha Gopika Kanta 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 Namaste Bhakta Kanta Gauraki Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanuske Devi Pranamami Vadi Priye Vansha Kolpata Rupyascha Kripa Sindho Kevachan Vadita Nam Kavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Noma Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhudhitananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
If you want to run more chants there, I don't mind there. As long as they're not with me.
Avataram Charitam Haresh Chasyan Vartina Pumsam Ishakata Prukta Nanakyano Paprimhita.
There are various subject matters, 10 subject matters covered in Srimad Bhagavatam. Here, Avataram Charitam. The topics of the different avatars of the Lord. Parachranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chudhutpatam. The Lord comes, Sambhavani Yoga Yoga, to set things straight when there's Dharmasya Glani, discrepancy in religious principles. Avatar. Avatar means who descends. Not that some ordinary mundane man becomes an avatar by popular book acclamation, popular acclaim. But the Lord has the power to descend to this world just for the benefit of the conditioned souls. That's called avatar. There are different kinds of avatars. The Purusha avatars, Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Sridakshaya Vishnu. Then there are the Leela avatars, pastime incarnations, like Lord Ramchandra, Srimadev, Braha, Kurma, Bhaman, many, many. Then there are the Guna avatars, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu himself. Then, Manvantara avatars, the incarnations of the Lord for the different periods of Manus. Then, Shaktivesh avatars, empowered incarnations.
Gunavatar, Leelavatar, Yugavatar, who appears to propound the method of spiritual progress in each of the ages. Did we miss any? Covered? Okay. So these are different kinds of avatars of the Lord, and they're all described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes. I think you'll probably want to move up because more people are coming, ladies also. Srimad Bhagavatam, the incarnations are described, their characteristics are described, their activities, their physical appearance. These things are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Avataram charitam pares chasyana varnitam tam. And along with the Lord come his associates. Anuvarnita means those who follow the Lord. Anuvarnita. So when Krishna comes, just like Lord Ramchandra comes, then his whole entourage comes. Sugriva comes, Hanuman comes, of course Sita comes, so many. Jambavan comes. They all come to assist the Lord in his pastimes. Similarly, when Krishna comes as the original personality of Godhead, then Devaki and Vasudeva come, Nanda Yashoda come, gopis come, cowherd boys come. They are the associates of the Lord. Yeah, if you check your cell phone, if you haven't already, see that it's in silent mode. So the Lord is not alone. Krishna alone is impersonal. Krishna is never alone. Krishna is always with his devotees. When paintings were done for Prabhupada's books, he gave the instruction, Krishna should never, there's never Krishna alone. That's not accepted. Krishna is always with his devotees. Just as if the governor comes, we say the governor is coming. But the governor never comes alone. His bodyguards will come, his secretary will come, so many people will come. You invite the governor, he never comes alone. So Krishna also is never alone with the cowherd boys, with the gopis, with Nanda Yashoda, with cows. Because Krishna is, this is Krishna's business to exchange different, to enjoy different loving affairs with his devotees. Just like when you want to enjoy, then you bring your family members, you don't go on holiday alone. You bring your family members and maybe some or some friends, and you enjoy in their company. Otherwise, it's loneliness. To be always alone is. Boring. Boring, yes, boring. Just like here, I'm speaking today,
if the hall were empty, would not be very encouraging or enjoyable. But because there are other devotees, so by your association, it becomes a little enlivening. So Krishna is always with his devotees, anuvartinam, those who are following the devotees or anuvartinam, they're following Krishna. Actually, mangavart manuvartante manusha sarvaparvana. Manusha sarvaparvana. What is that? Manusha partasarvasha. Everyone, Krishna says, is following my path, one way or another. Everyone's following either Krishna's spiritual energy or his material energy. No one's actually acting independently. But specifically the devotees, yayatam mam prapajyante tam stathaya bhajami. As one approaches Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. Those who want to approach him through his material energy get reciprocation from the material energy. Slap. Those who approach him as the impersonal Brahma get absorbed into the impersonal Brahma. Those who worship the different Devi Devatas are worshiping Krishna indirectly, and he responds indirectly through the different Devatas. Chitram hi manushev, okay. Siddhi, bhavati karma. They approach Krishna's material representatives for getting some benediction, and through the demigods, Krishna reciprocates. That Krishna also says, mayaiva vihita hita. Their people are worshipping different demigods, but they're actually worshipping me indirectly. And it's I from within the heart who gives him the determination to worship Lord Shiva, Ganesh, Durga, whoever. And then from within the heart of that demigod, I also fulfill his desire. I direct the demigod. Yeah, here's your nonsense devotee giving me whatever he wants. But those who approach Krishna directly, Krishna reciprocates in loving relationships. He can reciprocate as master, he can reciprocate as friend, he can reciprocate as child, he can reciprocate as husband or lover. All of these relationships, Krishna's akila rasamrita sindhu, the reservoir of all loving relationships. But loving relationships means with his devotees. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samahuta mudho yam navijanati mam evya paramahe. The mudhas, the fools, who think that Krishna is an ordinary person, can't take part in Krishna's pastimes. Apapya mam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. They continue on the path of sense gratification and material entanglement on the path of birth and death. Good. That's also following Krishna's path, because Krishna says mrityu sarvaharas jana. So mrityu samsara vartmani, those who are on the path of death and samsara, they're following Krishna's path. But it's not the path that Krishna recommends. Not the path that Krishna recommends. Krishna requests, please engage in my service, manmana, bhava-madbhakta, madhyāti, mam-naraskuru. I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please surrender to me and serve me directly, and you'll be happy. So those who do that are called devotees, Vishnu Bhakta Smitadaya. So Krishna's activities are described with his devotees. Nrsinga Devas, with Prahlad, Vaman Devas, with Bali Maharaj. In this way, Krishna's activities means with his devotees. Pumsam Ishakata Prokta. And this Srimad Bhagavatam is Ishakata, a topic concerning the Supreme Controller, Jaya Jagadisha. The materialists deny that there's a Supreme Controller. Jagadav or Anisha. They say that the world is just going on by some automatic process. Nature is sufficient to do everything without any God in control. Well, this is their demonic mentality. There's always a controller. The whole world is full of little controllers and big controllers. The little controller controls his cat or his dog. Maybe he controls something in his apartment or his family. The bigger controllers are controlling the city, or controlling the state, controlling the country, controlling the treasury, controlling the railways, controlling foreign affairs, controlling different departments. They're controlling. And somewhere in the background are the fabulously rich who control the so-called controllers. And higher than them are the demigods who are controlling the forces of nature. And finally, Isha Paramakrishna, the Supreme Controller, is Krishna, Satchidananda, the eternal form of knowledge and bliss. So, Ishakata. This is what the non-devotees avoid Ishakata. They want to talk about the small Ishas, the rock star Isha, the politician, the businessman Isha. They're talking to anyone who has some little notoriety in this world. They talk about that. But here, or as Prabhupada mentions, there's so much history about the little Ishas of this material world. The George Washington Isha, the Mahatma Gandhi Isha, the Modi Isha. So there's so much political katha, or history, and the history is mostly useless. Every child has to learn history. And what did they learn? This war was in this year, this war was in this year, this person was president in this year, that person was president or prime minister in that year. They built the railway in this year, all dates and superficial, something. This person did this in this year, this person did that in this year. And who cares? Of what importance is it? But every student has to learn history. And you have to learn the history of your nation. You may be in a little tiny country, Ecuador, Moldova, some small country, and at school you have to learn the history of whoever the rascals were. And the rest of the world doesn't care. No one here cares about the history of Moldova, small country in Europe next to Ukraine. No one here cares about the detailed history of Ecuador in South America. It's nothing for us. we don't care at all. And even the history of our own nation, we don't really care about very much. But students are meant to study this and memorize these things, and then just so that they can graduate and forget whatever they learn. Finally, it's of no value. The great men of history are dolls of the material energy. They come and go, and what difference? But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the historical incidents are not just chronology. In 1842 this happened, in 1843 that happened, and then in 1844, and then in 1890, and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't follow chronology. It brings us in touch with the topics of the Lord. And in that way, it brings us in touch with the Lord Himself, with Krishna. When we hear about the history of Krishna's activities, the heart becomes purified, the heart becomes joyful, one becomes transcendentally enlightened because Krishna's activities are very instructive also. So much one gets. Even if you're interested in psychology, there's so much psychology in Krishna's pastimes, the psychology of the demons, the psychology of the demons. There's lots of politics, Kurukshetra. But it lasts. The history is finally wiped out. Even like the total history of the world will be finished, because at the end of Brahma's day, it's all destroyed and then created again. Bhutva, bhutva, pradiyate. So it's nothing. It's of no ultimate consequence. But Krishna's activities, that's a different thing. The sages are interested in hearing about Krishna's activities. The sages aren't going to talk about George Washington or George Bush or Modi or Mr. Shah or any of these people. Why do the sages care? But they're very eager to talk about Krishna. Prakshit Maharaj had 7 days left to live. He was wondering, what should I do? And he was thinking, should I hear about Krishna? So Sukadeva Goswami at once said, yes, this is the right thing. For those ischitam akutobhaya, for those who want to be free from the fear of death, this is the method. Harinam amakirtan, the glorification of Krishna. Kirtan means not only chanting, but the activities of Krishna, the descriptions of Krishna, all of these things. This is the real subject matter. The whole newspaper industry can shut down and we won't miss it. Think about it. There are every day people get a newspaper. It's like, without the newspaper, where's my newspaper? And in some places, like in New York, the newspaper's like this thick. So people are different newspapers, of course. That people read the newspaper every day. And how many feel that after I've read the newspaper, I feel so much better? I feel so happy. I've learned so much.
This was truly an enlightening experience to spend the last half hour with the New York Times. It went deep into my heart and shone light from within. I mean, what is it? You read these stale topics, and then you take the newspaper and you wrap your fish in it. It has no... It doesn't bring happiness, it doesn't bring wisdom. It doesn't uplift us. It only pays the bills for the publishers and the writers and photographers. But the Krishna Katha is just the opposite. Vayam tu nam chipyama uttama shloka vikrame. Yachchindatam rasa gyanam svavi svavi pade pade. Nami sharanya sages said, we never get tired of hearing this, these topics. Uttama shloka. First of all, they're composed in poetic language, beautiful verses, and they deal with the personality of Godhead who's beyond tama, beyond ignorance, uttama. So uttama shloka. And vikrama. Vikrama means his activities are wonderful. How wonderful are the historical persons? Yeah, something wonderful, but not wonderful compared to Krishna. Uttama shloka vikrame. Yashtrindvatam rasagyana. Those who know what real taste is, they relish these topics. Svadhu svadhu pade pade. It's tasty, 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 tasty. At every step, pade pade. So this is the business of the great souls. Much chitta madgata prana bodhyanta palaspara katayantas chamam yatya tushanti jaya. They enjoy transcendental bliss. The people are spending money for happiness, to go here, to go there, to enjoy this, to enjoy that. And still they're not happy. But the sages, take ramante yogino nante satyanam, they take pleasure in the personality of Godhead, hearing of his wonderful activities, hearing of his form, his qualities, his exchanges, loving exchanges with his devotees. So by hearing these activities, one becomes liberated from material existence. And by hearing about the activities of ordinary men, one just sinks into material consciousness. So Isha Katha, intelligent person also, what is behind this world? Even a child wants to know, where does everything come from? How? Why are the stars moving? How is it that the sun, what makes the sun rise? These topics find their answers in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The scientists only have mechanical answers, like a car. Why is the car moving? Well, because there's an engine, and there's an axle, and there's a this and that. But finally, it's moving because there's somebody who wants to go somewhere, who's controlling the car. It's not that the car is moving because it has moving parts. It's moving because there's a driver who has some destination in mind. So it's chanarupam api yasya chacheshtatesa. The material nature is working under the direction of the personality of Godhead. Mayajyakshena pukati suyate sacharachara. So those who understand this are the devotees. And the non-devotees will continually think or try to convince the world that everything, matter is doing everything on its own. And there's no God behind it. That's just superstition. And that's their foolishness.
But in Bhagavatam, Isha Katha Prokta, the Krishna Katha is spoken, Nana Gyano Prabhupada, in so many different ways. It's said that Ananta Shesha has been chanting the glories of the Lord since time immemorial with his 1,000 mouths, and he never repeats himself. So this is our Krishna consciousness movement, to understand something about Krishna, to serve Krishna, to dedicate oneself to Krishna, manmana bhavama bhakta, madhyaji bhavama masku. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. This band can go on. I think people, there's enough people that the fans probably want to. Is there a fanisha? Any questions?
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for the enlightening class. Maharaj, in Bhagavad Gita, we see the last part of Bhagavad Gita. Even up until the 10th chapter, Arjuna is in ecstasy and he tells Krishna, please go on repeating your glories, I want to hear more. At the end of Bhagavad Gita, Sanjaya says, exclaims to Dhritarashtra, hearing these glories, I am amazed and relishing it every moment. Now, these are divine personalities. Demonic personalities like Shishupal, they can't stand the glories of the Lord. And we know how it happened in Rakshasa sacrifices. But then, someone like Dhritarashtra, who heard whatever Sanjaya heard, the same thing, Dhritarashtra was repeated. Now, there is no instance of he becoming angry or becoming envious. At the same time, the transformation which Arjuna underwent, that Dhritarashtra did not undergo. Dhritarashtra didn't transform his heart after hearing Gita. So where does he fall in? Divine or demoniac?
Well, where does Dhritarashtra fall? Divine or demoniac? His, going by his activities, he was demonic. Krishna says, surrender to me. And Dhritarashtra was opposing Krishna. So, and trying to deprive Krishna's devotees of their rightful heritage, inheritance. Well, this is demonic. But, yes, how I'll hold on to the kingdom, how my sons will be in charge, how I'll kill the opposition, or at least go along with my son's plans to kill the opposition. This is all demonic. But fortunately, he had a divine brother, Vidura. And by the grace of Vidura, Dhritarashtra left home, left the palace, left politics, and took up the path of spiritual realization and was freed from material existence. All right? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, my question is, like we read in Bhagavatam, Lord Narasimha, Lord Varaha, Lord Kurma, when they appear in the universe, material universe, like for Narasimha Dev, even the Vaikuntha Vasis say that we have not seen this.
A little slower, please. So when Lord Narasimha Dev
come, so let's say all the Vaikuntha Vasis, their prayers come that we have not seen this wonderful form of Lord before, and even Lord Garuda, he said that he has never seen that form before. Similarly for Varaha Dev, we hear the similar thing, the first Goa. So my question is, do Lord Narasimha, Lord Varaha, Lord Hansavatara, Lord Kurma, they have their spiritual presence in the same form? Or like Lord Narasimha is there in the spiritual world in this half lion, half human form, and Lord Kurma in his Kurma form in the spiritual planets? Or does this form are manifested by Lord in just when incarnate?
As far as I know, these forms are for the material world. But when there are devotees who have affection for the Lord in the, a particular form, then the Lord can appear in the spiritual world also.
Then how we can say that this form of the Lord is half man, half lion, and boar form is eternal?
Because they're appearing in universe after universe. It's like the sun. It's appearing. You only see it for a few hours, but when you don't see it, it's night here, it's day somewhere else.
So is it like, is it Prahlad Maharaj is very attached to Lord Narasimha Dev, so he will also keep on rotating with Lord Narasimha in different universes, or when he goes to the spiritual world, not Narasimha will be there available for him in the spiritual
world? Both things may be there. Both things may be there.
Thank you.
Something else? Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for inviting. Whereas we hear in the beginning you were telling about the different incarnations of the Lord. So the Chanda avatar is not mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Which
Chanda incarnation. Chanda incarnation. Hidden incarnation.
Hidden incarnation.
Everyone speaking at once.
Hidden incarnation.
Chanda avatar.
So only that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the only incarnation of that, and there are some more incarnations in that category, or only Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
In the Bhagavatam, is Lord Chaitanya the only hidden incarnation? In Bhagavatam it's said, finally, that the incarnations are like as numerous as the waves of the sea. But not all of them are described. But that doesn't mean that any nonsense rascal can become an incarnation of God and produce a little gold, do a few magic tricks, and he becomes God. One has to see the genuine characteristics of God. Something else? Yes.
Lord Shiva is a guna avatar.
Lord Shiva is a guna avatar, yes.
How did he appear from Brahma or Vishnu?
Yes, you'll find in third canto that he appears from the Lord, from Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma becomes angry. Lord Shiva appears.
When Lord comes, he will come with his devotees, but
a little louder and maybe a little slower.
So when Lord comes, he comes with his devotees. So but in case of Karda Muni or like Guru Maharaj, when we see like, when they perform austerities, like, we see Supreme Personality comes alone to bless.
Say that again. The Lord comes with his devotees, but when Karda Muni is performing austerities.
Like, when Karda Muni performs austerity for 10,000 years, or even in case of Dhruva Maharaj, so Supreme Personality God comes alone.
The Lord appeared before Karda Muni or Dhruva Maharaj, and the Lord came alone. But he wasn't alone, he was with Dhruva Maharaj and Karda Muni.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, my question is that incarnation like Narasimha Dev do more or less same pastime in different universes like killing animals.
About Narasimha Dev.
Narasimha Dev, do they perform same pastimes in every universe?
Do they perform the same pastimes? Same, but sometimes it's a little different according to the, in different yugas, from different places, some variation on the theme.
So
we hear about, for example, even Brahadev, in one yuga he's white, in another yuga he's red, one yuga he lifts the earth from the ocean, another yuga he kills the Hiranyaksha demon. So it may differ from time to time.
Why
there
are same
pastimes?
Why there are same pastimes?
So like a good movie, you want to see it again and again. Originally in the spiritual world, it's what?
Sadashiva, right? Sadashiva is the source of Shiva, right? Yes. Rudra. So in each material world, in each material universe, then Lord Shiva is like appears at the same time from each Brahma?
At the same time, does he appear from... Is it exactly synchronized?
Or like, how does it happen? Like,
does it half an hour later or half an hour later?
No, that's not my question. That's not my question. My question is, Shiva is, as I understand, like, Shiva is not a post. It's one person, a specific person. Nobody can get promoted to Shiva, Lord Shiva. Nobody can become Lord Shiva. So Shiva is one. So is he also like manifesting his potency like Lord Vishnu, that he is present at the same time in each material universe? Is it so?
Yeah, he's expanded in all the same Lord Shiva is expanded in the different universes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank
you. Hare Krishna. I have one more question, Maharaj. Like you see the pastimes of the Lord, Bhishma Dev is there. So Bhishma Dev is Vasu. And then Bhishma Dev is appearing, and then he is going on. And then in the end, he is going back to the Vaikuntha Dharani. Similarly, we see Chaitanya Charitamrita, many personalities are there in the character of one personality. And they are like, if Krishna Santaraj is coming, so Devaki and Vasudev, their previous lives are also given. So, like, so my question is, like, how in the past times of the Lord, when we say the eternal associates are coming, they have the past life?
When the eternal associates are coming, they have a past life. This question is dealt with by Srila Jiva Goswami and his son Darvas. And let me see if I get it right. Because we hear, for example, that Krishna and Hara performed tapasya and they became... They became Devaki and Vasudev. But then we also hear that Devaki and Vasudev are the eternal mother and father of Krishna. So how do we reconcile the two things? And then we hear that they were Vasus and they, you know, they appeared. So Jiva Goswami says, and let me get it right because it's a little complicated. He says that these that a portion of Devaki and Vasudev appears within this world as the particular, that they appear within this world as the Vasu or whatever, and then when the pastime is over, they again return. That's how I remember it.
So Jiva can also expand.
Oh yeah, Jivas can also expand. One time Krishna was on tour with a whole batch of sages, and they were touring around. And yeah, he got two invitations. You know, this happens a lot. You're touring, and one grihastha says, please come to my house. Another grihastha says, please come to my house. When would you like me to come? Thursday, you know. So both say the same thing, and then you're stuck. But so Krishna was traveling, and he got two invitations. One was from a... king, Bahulashva, and another was from a very simple Brahmin, Shrutadeva. So, what to do? Krishna expanded himself into two forms, and went to both places. And the sages who were traveling with Krishna did the same thing. So Krishna and the sages went to, accepted both invitations. And it was very nice when they went to Bahulashpa's palace, then Bahulashpa seated Krishna on the royal throne, and he had musicians and dancing girls and poets and all of those things, and then washed his feet with, you know, gold utensils and all of those kinds of things. And then there was a royal feast and so on. And because Bahulashpa was a pure devotee, Krishna was very pleased, the sages were very pleased, they accepted everything, transcendentally satisfied. And on the other side, when Krishna went to Shrutadeva's house, Shrutadeva was a poor Brahmin, so they offered Krishna, Shrutadeva and his wife, offered Krishna a mat for a sitting place, straw mat. And they themselves washed the feet of Krishna, you know, with water from like a clay jug or something like that. And there were no dancing girls, so Krishna, Shrutadeva and his wife were dancing before the door, twirling their butts above. And they offered Krishna a very simple prasadam and sages. And Krishna was equally satisfied. It's not that Krishna, you know, I'll only accept your invitation. Here's my list of things that I expect. Here, you have to have at least 23 preparations, and you've got to be on gold plates. No. Yome bhaktya priyashati. Tadaham bhaktu paritam. Asnami. It can be a leaf, water, fruit, flower. She did not accept it. The Baladev Vidyabhushan, I think it is, comments that Krishna is so eager to accept the love of the devotee that he'll even eat the flower. Here, if you offer a flower, Krishna, all right. Vidura, when he received Krishna, his wife, I think, was peeling bananas, and they were so ecstatic they were offering Krishna the peels. And the devotee's offering, Krishna's eating. Prabhupada also commented on this Patram Pushpam. He said, this cauliflower is also flower. But when Duryodhana invited Krishna, Krishna said, forget it. I'm not going to take anything. You may be the crown prince, and you may be able to offer me such a royal reception and wonderful meal, but I'm not going to step foot in your house because you're a demon, basically, because you're opposing my devotees, harassing my devotees. I don't want anything. I'll go to Vidura's house. That Vidura means he was living very simply, but Krishna was pleased to take whatever Vidura might offer because he was a devotee. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I want to ask, in a material sphere, material universe, there is a Vaikuntha God where Sri Raksha Vishnu lives. So this pastime which Brihumani performs on knowing who is supreme, Brihumani pastime which happens, and the pastime which Chatushkumara went and Jai Vijay pastime, so this, both the pastime happened at the Shivadakshai Shisakar planet or the Vaikuntha planets which are after Brahmajyoti?
Brihumani, he's visiting Lord Vishnu in locally, but the Kumaras go to the very gates of Vaikuntha to see the Lord. And then they're denied entry, and they curse the doorkeepers, and the rest, as they say, is history.
So, Maharaj, I want to ask this. The Chatushkumara, they are Brahmavadis, they don't believe in the personality of God that time and initially. So how basically they got a desire to see the Lord? If they don't believe only the Supreme Personality is among them.
No, there's something is there, but they have some philosophical, subtle understanding. But they became also devotees by smelling the tulsi from the lotus feet. Even just like the Maitvadis, they go to places of pilgrimage, they visit Vishnu temples, they offer respect to the Lord, but their understanding is finally different. That this Lord is a manifestation of some higher truth. But when they become actually in knowledge, then Mahaprabhu, they surrender to Krishna because they understand Krishna is everything.
One more question I want to ask. It is Prabhupada always mentioned in the books that when the Mayavadis or the souls which have ultimate conception of that Supreme Lord is impersonal, they go to Brahma Jyoti and there is a chance that they fall back.
Not a chance, they will.
I heard this that the souls which are in Brahma Jyoti, sometimes Lord Shiva deliver them, and Lord Shiva delivers the souls which are in Brahma Jyoti and may go to the spiritual planets also. Is it?
Where did you read that?
I heard also.
I don't know. I haven't seen that. So, not denying it, but I haven't seen it.
In Bhagavad Gita.
But. Yeah.
Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells that the impersonal path is difficult. So can you please tell, because many times asked to me from one devotee that Krishna never tells in Bhagavad Gita specifically that the impersonal people will fall back to the material.
No, that's Parvati. Not everything. Bhagavad Gita is the beginning study and Bhagavatam comes. Ruyu Krishna Param Padam Pata. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna just says it's very difficult. But the Bhagavatam says, even after taking up all those difficulties, even if they attain the goal, they fall down. So it's, either way, it's not recommended. Neither in Bhagavatam nor in Bhagavad Gita is there a recommendation to take up the impersonal path. And Arjuna certainly never does.
Thank you.
Yes.
Maharaj, the activities of Lord Krishna are very wonderful and the activities outside are not so much. But we find that the creation of the pastime of creation of this cosmic manifestation is not so much pleasing or not, it's not so much wonderful to, because it takes a long time to go on. And we see the
creation. Well, the creation does take a long time. The history doesn't take quite so long. It's the katha concerning creation. It hardly takes a moment compared to the time it takes for the creation to appear. But yes, we don't have a taste. We don't want to hear about Krishna creating the world. We don't want to hear about so many things because we're conditioned souls, because our hearts are not pure. Otherwise, the pure devotees, they love to hear about it. They love to hear about it. They don't say, oh, I only want to hear about Krishna and the gopis. I only want to hear about the rasadas. I only want to hear 10 tenth. No. Prakshit Maharaj is eagerly hearing about the creation, about the manvantaras, about the yuga avatars, about all of these topics. So this is the position of the great souls. Satatam kirti antamam tatashtanti pavitam. They're always glorifying Krishna, they're always chanting the holy names of Krishna. And a pure devotee, Prabhupada said, doesn't reject even a drop of Srimad Bhagavatam. Not that, no, we only want to hear about the Nama of Krishna. No, everything about Krishna. Is that okay?
Yes.
can be something.
Go on here. It's like sugar candy for the jaundice patient. Jaundice patient, sugar candy tastes bitter. But if he goes on taking sugar candy every day, every day, every day, he cures the jaundice and then the sugar candy tastes sweet. So right now we're more interested in reading the Sunday Times than Srimad Bhagavatam. But if we read Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees, we'll hear Bhagavatam in the association of devotees, then gradually it becomes appreciated. Satam prasangat mabhavirya sambhavan subhanti hrit karna rasayana kata tat joshanana shu apabhaya mabhashana shudhavatir bhaktir nushkumashita. One shouldn't hear from the maya bodies or the mental speculators. Isha kata, Krishna kata should be heard from the devotees of the Lord. Satam prasangat. And then the results will come. It will become pleasing to the ear and pleasing to the heart, and one will traverse the path of liberation from material existence. One will develop faith, attraction, and pure devotional service. We should go on hearing in the association. Okay. Yes. Last question.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I want to ask, is the Kali Yuga is proceeding, Maya power is increasing so much. I want to ask that the devotees who is yourself, like from till now you are serving Prabhupada very nicely in announced order. So how, what are the priorities you maintain so that the chastity towards Prabhupada in the announced order can be maintained?
What are the priorities I maintain so that what?
To maintain the service of Prabhupada and to remain in the announced order.
Priorities. First priority is to chant Hare Krishna. Second priority is to chant Hare Krishna. And you can guess what the third priority is. Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So this is our, this word, the Hare Krishna movement. We go on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Kalam Nasjeva, 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 Kira Nipa. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.